That's good. Is it bad?
No, no, it's not. It's like the first 7 minutes is it, him trying to introduce himself. To,
oh yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's an interesting person to talk to.
He's crazy as shit.
I know you're out there. I know you're fine. I know you probably think about this all the time. We come together. We fall apart. We make some noise inside a room and call it art. Don't worry if it's a cold night, 'cause we all go up in flames. We fall heavy, but we're so light. So leave the door wide open. So I go out there, I work the room, exchange a face up to with everyone but you. I'm coming over to find your smile, but you've already won the cap for half a mile. Don't worry if it's a cold night, 'cause we all go up in flames. We fall heavy, but we're so light.
Okay, this is Mike.
This is Bruce.
And welcome to Collected Issues.
Session what are we at? Six.
Session six. Bruce, no, we're not going to do the whole couch thing because
the,
that's just...
sweet, succulent session six.
Bruce and I are just going to lay on the couch together and cuddle, I think, this time, so...
Yeah, why not?
Cuddle up and watch a pretty good movie, I think, Bruce.
Yeah, I was barely disappointed.
Barely disappointed? I guess in the terms of your pretentious opinion, I guess that's a good thing, right? So
no, it was enjoyable.
We're talking Captain America, the Winter Soldier. I finally got around to getting to watch it. I think it's gonna make its way onto Blu-ray here pretty soon. So it's gonna be in the minds of everybody. I think coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean people are already doing callbacks to it based on Falcon taking over for Captain America in the comics.
Right, and not to mention S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to start back up again here in about a month, I think.
I don't know. I stopped watching it last season with three or four episodes to go.
Yeah, I think I'll try to give it a watch because I know it Cap 2 directly affects S.H.I.E.L.D., and I'm kind of interested to know where the show would go after that.
Yeah, because they're not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or are they all that's left of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, yeah, good point, because they were Hail Hydra.
Yeah, I mean, are they rebuilding S.H.I.E.L.D.?
There always has to be a S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
I don't know.
Or are they going to be that lame, what was the thing Osborn had? Sword?
Sword.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had Hammer.
Hammer, that's what it was.
Sword was S.H.I.E.L.D. for outer space.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, and that book did not last very long.
There was a book?
yeah. It had was it Abigail Brand in it and the Beast.
Oh, that's right, because in Bendis's run, the Infinity part of it or whatever, they end up on Sword's
I have no idea. I know Whedon introduced Agent Brand.
Yeah. No, I remember seeing this in Bendis's run on a.
Man, that guy just likes to come in after people and fuck with their ideas, doesn't he?
Oh my, so bad, dude. Like, we'll save that for we'll table that discussion for a later date at this point. But man, Cap 2, it started. That movie was just I had so much fun just watching that movie, and it the one thing I think is really interesting about the Cap movies is that they're very patriotic and not like overly like, oh, it doesn't matter who's in charge. You got to do that. Like Cap has a very set of ideals.
Right. And he has a strict moral code.
Yes. And I'm not saying ideals like religious ideals. Like he fights for the little guy. He believes in the purity of America, not the not whatever a left wing or a right wing person would have you believe that the purity of it. He has a very simple ideals about how people can make themselves into more people or better people in America. You know what I mean? And things like that. And I think that really that's one thing that was really interesting. You, I mean, you talk about Cap 1, which is almost a period piece. You know what I mean?
Yep.
With the World War II fighting. And I just watched it on FX the other night, and I still love that movie. The first one's still great. But the second one, the action gets amped up. I mean, you know, there's all the modern stuff, and I think the story is really good. And I love Brubaker's run on that too. Did you read the Winter Soldier with Brubaker and Steve Epting?
No, not at all. I find Captain America comics to be boring.
Really? Oh man, it was Ed Brubaker. I don't know. He's just a good writer, and he found a really good voice, I think, with Captain America.
I enjoyed the movie, but I think the winter, to call it Captain America, the Winter Soldier, I didn't really see that much about the Winter Soldier. It should have been called Captain America, Hail Hydra.
Or Revenge of Hydra or
something. Yeah, something, because
like
it was to name it the Winter Soldier and only have him in, what would you say, 18 minutes of the movie?
I was going to say 25 would be generous, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and it turns out, you know, he wasn't the big bad guy. He was a tool.
Not like he's a jerk, but
no.
He was the instrument for Robert Redford's character.
Yeah. I was really hoping that he would rip off a mask and be the Red Skull.
Oh, my God. Like, the entire time, that's what I'm like, be the Red Skull. Be the Red Skull. Be the Red Skull. Damn it, it's not the Red Skull.
Yeah, or I even thought the after the credits thing would have been like, and the Red Skull just shows up.
Right.
You know, like modern day New York, he just pops into a street.
Yeah, because
what year is this?
he's not dead. I mean, clearly he's not dead, right?
No. He went to one of the other nine realms.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been shown in the background of Thor 2.
Yeah, Dark World.
Yep. When Thor and Doctor Who were jumping from world to world fighting.
Yeah.
The Red Skull should have just been there with like a
Malekith,
beard in a cave. Yeah. The Red Skull should have just been like in the background, a beard in a cave. Can I get to the ride from you guys? Can I get to the ride? Son of beach. That's the worst.
I know, that's
German accent. He sounds like an old Jewish man.
I know, right?
I say the Red Skull.
You sound more like the what's that? What was the guy who helps out Tony Stark in the first Iron Man?
Doctor.
You sounded more like him than you sounded Yossel or Yossin, whatever his name is.
Yossel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yosef? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But no, I don't, again, I always start out talking about the negatives of something, and I think a lot of people are like, oh, Bruce hates it. I didn't hate Captain America 2. I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. You know, it was fast-paced. You know, I like him and Scarlet Witch running around. Scarlet Witch, Jesus. The Black Widow running around doing their little thing. But
that was the post-credit. I was sitting there trying to think what the post-credit sequence was.
Yeah, that was the twins.
Yeah, and that kind of that felt forced.
Oh, yeah, incredibly. And what the hell, Baron Strucker just shows up?
Yeah, like,
where the
that
fuck?
Yeah.
They should have had
Zemos?
Yeah, Armand Zola.
Yeah,
They should have had, like, Zola's consciousness being downloaded into somewhere else.
I would have loved to have seen that. Like, yeah, there's sometimes where whatever they want to do with the next set of movies, they kind of – some stuff flows well together, or some stuff is a little more – manageable, like, you know, at the end of Iron Man 2 with the hammer in the desert, like, or whatever. That was fine, you know.
That was perfect.
It made sense. And then at the end of like at the end of The Incredible Hulk, Tony Stark shows up to try to be like this or, you know, trying to trick Ross into getting access to information about Banner and everything, you know. Yeah. I don't know. There, some of them are really good. But yeah, the one at the end of Cap 2, Joss Whedon's like, really? We really got to stake our claim on the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, because Quicksilver's about to be in an X-Men movie. We really got to put our claim on it, too.
One of the most popular parts of that X-Men movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've only watched the – what? Did I see the whole thing yet? I don't remember if I saw the whole thing yet. Maybe not.
Oh, no, sure.
I don't know. Anyways, did you watch the movie yet?
Yeah.
Well, okay. But still, going back to Cap, I mean, I thought the guy who played Falcon was great too, by the way.
He was, man. I tried to watch Captain America 2 with Crichton, and he was excited as long as Steve Rogers was in the costume.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, look, it's Falcon, because Crichton loves Falcon from the Superhero Squad cartoon and the Hero Up Online game. Falcon's one of the first characters you get to unlock.
Right.
I mean, he loves Falcon. It's hard as hell to find a toy of the guy, but I'm like, hey, look, it's Falcon. He's like,
did you find one of him for him?
No. No, because they're like $40 and $50 on eBay.
Dude, I think I'll look out for one because I swear.
No, I'm talking about like the superhero squad.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Falcon, not like Captain, because if
I saw one of him in just the red suit for the Marvel regular figures that they have.
Oh, really? Yeah, Crichton would love that.
I'll track it down for you.
Thank you, sir. Because
anyways,
when in the movie, when I'm like, hey, look, he's a Falcon. He's got wings. Crichton's like, no, that's not him. I'm
he
like,
doesn't have the that? Bird.
And well, no, it's not the bird. It's like his suit's red and white.
Wasn't this? This was his problem with Wolverine too, because yep. Wolverine didn't have the mask and he wasn't yellow.
Right, because we tried watching The Wolverine, which it was kind of boring to me. I can only imagine what it was like to a 4-year-old.
Which one?
That's the latest one.
You didn't like it?
It was okay.
Okay. Anyways, sorry. Go ahead.
But Wolverine, like when he had the claws out, Crichton's like, "It's Wolverine," and he puts the claws away, and he's like, "That's not Wolverine anymore."
The Wolverine movie should have just been called Logan, honestly, because it was so less Wolverine. You know what I mean?
That yeah,
it was
like, they make that thing about, you know, he's the Wolverine.
Right, right.
And then he does a callback to it, and the guy's like, what are you? I'm the Wolverine.
I swear, they try to find a way for him to say fuck in every X-Men movie, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, even for
the swearing and the blood in the Wolverine was unnecessary.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, it did not.
Completely unnecessary. I understand, you know, he's a badass. He's supposed to do this and that. Wolverine is still the icon of children.
Yeah, a lot of children, too, because he's in a lot of
Yeah, I mean, that cartoon, Wolverine and the X-Men, which is on Netflix. I mean, Crichton had been watching parts of it.
Oh, this is the one that Marvel got sued over, too, because they used the Foo Fighters song.
Oh, did they?
In the trailer, they used the Best of You.
Huh.
They used that for the opening trailer originally when like 6 months before it came out, and the Foo Fighters like, yeah, you guys are playing this in pretty heavy rotation, and nobody asked us for permission for that song.
Wow.
And they sued them for that.
Wow.
And rightfully so, I think, because like, who just says? I mean, unless you're us, who just takes music for people and uses it for trailers?
The big difference is we're not generating revenue.
No, at all. This is free, folks, just in case you missed that. So, we're like completely derailed on Cap here.
That's what we do.
It is what we do. And we're extremely well at it, you know? I don't know. Cap just like, it's just when they shot Nick Fury, though, and I'm like, no way this guy's dead. There's no way. Like, and Liz was even like, she looked over at me. She's like, did they just kill Nick Fury in like the first half hour of this movie? Like, she couldn't believe it. And then she's like, okay, that makes more sense now, you know?
Yeah. And I did not like the fact that, like, hey, you know, the key to unlocking Nick Fury's secret shield things, it's his busted eye.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. That was
and then they showed us the eye, and I'm like, come on, at least hide it.
Right.
You know, but no, it's just like, hey,
like,
it's
almost like
it's a scarred up blue eyeball. Woo!
Yeah, like it should have been – they should have treated his eye like the briefcase in Pulp Fiction. You know what I mean?
It should have just been bright.
Gold shining out of it.
Just like, a blinding
just
light.
Just Cap looking at – or Black Widow looking at it. We got it? Oh, we got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of my geek out moments was Armand Zola.
Oh, yes. In the computer. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm like, man. That's why I was like – post-credits, I'm like, okay. It's got to be him like downloading somewhere.
Right.
Considering
he was on like a Commodore 64.
He was on like reel-to-reel tape.
I know, it was awesome. I thought that was a really cool part. I thought the scenes with the Winter Soldier were really neat, but I know you can only develop a mysterious character so much.
Yeah.
But like, it's everything around the trailers was like, this dude is going to be in Roger's face every 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the way they made you feel. Like, I did. There was no way watching the trailer you're like, wow, Robert Redford really is a dick in this movie. You know what I mean? and I don't mean that, like, him personally. Like, I love Robert Redford. Like,
he's
I think
an amazing actor. The whole time watching Captain America 2, I kept thinking back to, was it 3 Days of the Condor with Redford. You ever seen that movie?
No.
It's Captain America 2 without superpowers.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But it's the U.S. government turns against this one guy, and Redford's the guy, and – it's a good movie. I strongly recommend 3 Days of the Condor.
Three Days of the Condor. One of my favorite dramas of all time, actually it might even be my favorite drama of all time, is All the President's Men. I love that movie. I think it's fantastic.
I've never seen that.
Oh, but Bruce, you know, I had this other idea that one time that we should watch movies together and do commentary and post the – so four people could sync up the audio and watch the movie with our commentary.
It shouldn't be to a movie we've never seen before, though.
No. I'm talking like – but just talking about us swapping movies almost that yeah. I was thinking like, man, we should sit down and just give commentary on the Avengers one time. Just
we had talked about doing that to Man of Steel.
Oh, that's right. I forgot when we were in the car ride with Justin. Is that when we talked about that?
I think – I don't know when you hadn't watched it yet and it had been out for like a year.
We talked about this when we were on the way down to Derby. That one year.
Okay, yeah.
And you and Justin were talking about it, and we said we should do commentary, and Mike can just be spoiled by everything. So. Because it'll be you guys reacting to the scenes, but more of it reacting to me of me going, what?
You'll be like, wait, quiet. I don't know what they're saying. I've never seen this before.
Put on the subtitles or something. Because
they're ruining the movie.
No, but I thought overall, like, it was really enjoyable. And when they finally got into the Winter Soldier's kind of like backstory and everything like that, you've kind of felt the motion behind it and everything like that, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like,
I wanted more of him in there.
Yeah, like at least 45 minutes, right? You know, yeah. It's a 2-hour-and-15-minute movie. Give us a half of it or something, you know?
The movie, it's named after him, for God's sake.
And you know what? The opening credits, the opening scene, as much as I really like the Steve just kept running by Falcon the entire time. I thought that was really fun. On your left.
On your left, yep.
I would have loved to seen like a 10 or 15 minute thing of different assassinations that he was doing. Or I'm not saying show us, you know, him being dragged out of the freezing water by Hydra and stuff like that, you know, or anything like that, or the Russians or anything. But, you know, give me some background. Like, show this character from the get-go, you know?
Right.
That's how I would have done it.
There was just there were some missed opportunities with his character.
So out of five, what would you give it?
Out of five, like a scale,
or out of 10, or you know, whatever you want to, whatever your rating is.
I mean, 6.5.
6.5. I was thinking about a 7, 7.5. A lot of people kept saying it was like the best Marvel movie to date. No. And I don't. And this is
it was good because it kept a steady pace.
Yeah, I would say that. That was the one thing. The pacing of that movie was incredible. Like, it kept you on the ropes the entire time. You know, it was really good. There was something always happening.
Yeah. I thought Black Widow, I don't know. She seemed to overstay her welcome almost.
Yeah, it was like Cap and Black Widow and sometimes the Falcon in this movie that's about one guy, but it's only 10 minutes of
it. Also subtitled about another guy.
Right. You know?
I mean, really, it's Captain America 2, the Winter Soldier. And those characters do not get the most screen time.
No.
Alone.
Exactly. Yeah. I would agree.
I mean, you could have easily called it, you know, Captain America and Black Widow.
Yeah.
Versus Hydra.
You could have called it Captain America, the Fall of S.H.I.E.L.D., too. I think that's an appealing title, too, you know?
Yeah. But they wanted to call it the Winter Soldier because of comic book geeks.
And Ed Brubaker saw nothing from it. And I'm not going to get into the whole work for hire nonsense or anything like that, but I'm just saying like that they made it after that because of him, though. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that character wouldn't have existed. Wasn't fair.
Yep.
But, I mean, did what was Stan Lee's cameo in that? He was just
No, he that was you're thinking of the original Cap. He was the janitor at the museum.
That's right.
Which was really which every time I see Stan Lee in a movie where he wasn't a creator of it, I'm just like, are they just putting him in here because he is Marvel? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he was. We just watched Amazing Spider-Man 2, and I think he's a librarian in that.
Okay. Yeah, he was a librarian in the first one.
Okay. Which it's weird because I think Ralphie knows more about Spider-Man based on his cartoons.
Right.
Than the comics and movies. So, and her and Creighton will watch Ultimate Spider-Man sometimes on weekend mornings. And she's like, huh, it's a school. I thought he was the janitor. And I'm like, no, that's in the cartoons. In the movies, he's the librarian.
Right.
And she just kind of made a face like, like they've screwed up continuity by not having the movies and the cartoons jive.
Yeah, of course. Why would they?
And it's funny because real quick, and then we'll end it because we're reaching our time here. So me and Crichton, we've almost got 100% on the Marvel Lego game, and we're now just going around finding Stan Lee.
And right.
Crichton, he's heard me say, "Hey, there's Stan Lee," and he calls him Stan Leave. And I'm like, his name's Stan Lee. No, his Stan Leave. And I'm like, why are you calling him Stan Leave? Every time we save him, he just leaves. His name's Stan Leave. And he said it with a straight face. And like, just like went back to squinting and playing the game. I'm like, were you trying to be funny? Or what?
This kid has a British sense of humor already, and he's only 4. That's amazing.
Stan Leave.
Stan Leave. Yeah. Some people who would probably say that's pretty true about Stan Lee, too. Stan should just leave.
I think when he dies, there should be a holiday.
There will be.
Celebrating his death, but right. You know, there should be just some sort of National Comic Book Day.
I agree.
It's some sort of President's Day type of thing. Find a day in between his and Jack Kirby's death and call it a day.
Yeah,
okay, let's say bye to everybody, Mike.
All right, bye everybody.
Well, that was good night, Gracie.
All right, everybody, you guys have a good night, and we will check you back in a week.
See you on the internet.